There are many questions about the recall election and, most fundamentally, how the heck does it work? The headline on the lead story in the LA Times this morning, officials warn of turmoil on election night. Well, never fear. Slate's Ed Finn has this explainer answering questions from Slate readers on the recall election.
The first question has to do with the last-ditch strategy some have suggested for the Democrats if they want to hold on to the governor's mansion.
If it becomes clear that Governor Gray Davis will lose the recall election, could he resign and leave the state in Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante's hands?
Nope. If Davis resigned today, Bustamante would take over until the October 7th election. But if voters then opted to oust Davis, the elected replacement would take Bustamante's place.
What will the ballot look like?
The ballot will have two sections. The first contains a simple yes or no vote on recalling Davis. The second part will be a very long list of registered candidates to replace Davis should he lose the recall.
Can you vote against the recall and still vote for a candidate?
Yes. Regardless of whether you vote yay or nay on the recall, you can still vote for a replacement.
State law says Davis can't put his name on the second part of the ballot. Could California voters write him in?
No. Although write-in candidates are allowed, such ballots will count only if the name written in is that of a registered candidate. And Davis is barred from registering for this particular election.
If Davis gets the boot, when will his successor take office?
The new governor must take office within 28 days of the October 7th election. He or she would fill out the remainder of Gray Davis's current term, which ends in 2006.
And thanks to Slate assistant editor Ed Finn for that recall explainer.